is Wednesday, January the 18th, 2023. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, you know me as Joe, we have some Returnal news, Monster Hunter, a look inside Blizzard. But today, we start with the news that you've probably heard of through your news apps and podcasts and such. Microsoft is laying off 10,000 employees. So, how does that affect Xbox? Well, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella did confirm that less than 5% of the total employee workforce will be laid off between now and quarter three of this year, so right before Thanksgiving. And we'll get to why later on in the show. But this is what Nadella did say in a letter. We know this is a challenging time for each person impacted. The senior leadership team and I are committed that as we go through this process, we will do in the most thoughtful and transparent way possible. When I think about this moment in time, the start of 2023, it is showtime for our industry and for Microsoft. As a company, our success must be aligned to the world's success. That means every one of us and every team across the company must raise the bar and perform better than the competition to deliver meaningful innovation that customers, communities, and countries can truly benefit from. If we deliver on this, we will emerge stronger and thrive long into the future. It's as simple as that. So, they're not the only one to do that. Unity themselves has laid off almost 300 staff. Now this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and the CEO, John Ricoletto, did share a letter with the staff, and that's what was originally reported by Wall Street Journal. So he said, quote, "We reassessed our objectives, strategies, goals, and priorities in the light of current economic conditions. While we remain focused on the same vision, we decided that we need to be more selective in our investments to come out stronger as a company. We're dealing with very specifically with overlap and handful of projects. We're going in the closest. In the current economy, it is not a good time to bring that to market. We are letting that team go even through. We are thrilled with the work they've done." Now, they did let a team go that was making some games, but they also let go some administrative teams like IT, security, and marketing as well. So things are starting to slow down in the tech market. But that didn't stop the Ubisoft CEO from making another quote. Now, this is in light of the backlash that happened to him, to Mr. Guillemot, after telling employees everything's in the employees' hands. Well, after the threat of a strike happened, Guillemot did respond, quote, "I heard your feedback, and I'm sorry that this was perceived that way. When saying the ball is in your court to deliver our lineup on time and at the expected level of quality, I wanted to convey the idea that more than ever, I need your talent and energy to make it happen. This collective journey that starts, of course, with myself and with the leadership team to create conditions for all of us to succeed together." Beep, beep, beep. Back the truck up. Maybe they backed that truck up to NetEase, because in NetEase's response to Blizzard leaving China for a little bit, trying to find a new suitor, NetEase tore down the orc statue that was in the offices. So this comes to us from wowhead.com, and pretty extensive article here, and it shows really just what happened. But they got a reward. All the people that tore down that statue got a reward because they ended up getting a new coffee. It was at the NetEase's coffee shop. They ended up getting a Blizzard green tea. All right, so it's not coffee, it's tea. So what? But still a new drink. But let's stick with Blizzard, because Preach Gaming did talk with the developers. And here's what was said there. Well, no quotes, basically, but they were talking about how the new expansion called Dragonflight was a collaborative effort. Words are hard. And how hard was it to make it? What was the difficulties inside and all that stuff? And really, how excited was the team to go there? Because apparently the team wanted to go there, the World of Warcraft team wanted to go there for quite some time. They also went into some dungeon and raid design work and how all that happened, how all that comes to fruition, quest designs, and how that is all hashed out there as well. So thank you to Wowhead for those two articles. Now we go back to Destructoid, because trying to get into some good stuff. Altair Risa 3 will now launch in March. And that was all via Nintendo Direct. So those that got the Nintendo Switch, you can find Altair Risa 3 on the same day as a remake of Resident Evil 4. Can you say doomed to fail? Sorry, I just had to say it. Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak expansion did hit 5 million sales. This also comes to us from Destructoid.com, and in a tweet at Monster Hunter, well, within the picture itself, it says 5 million sold. Thank you, Hunters. But the tweet itself says, we're thrilled to share that Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak has sold more than 5 million units worldwide across Nintendo Switch and PC via Steam. Thanks for your support. To celebrate, we'll be sharing a commemorative in-game item pack. Stay tuned for more info. Looking good, people, looking good. And well done to Monster Hunter. But now let's go to DualShockers, because apparently Sackboy will be coming to mobile next month. Well, Little Big Planet looks like it's going to be on the Google Play and the App Store. Maybe not next month, maybe on February 21st. Yeah, next month. A little over a month from now. So, this is a part of the collaboration between Sony and Xsynt. Ultimate Sackboy could put the hero of Craft World, basically, on all of its Subway Surfer Temple, which is also part of mobile games. Well, they'll be mobile. So we'll see what happens there, like Final Fantasy VII's on mobile now. Go figure. And speaking of going places, Returnal finally comes to PC February the 15th. Now we've heard the excuse, oh, it takes time to convert from one to the other. No, it is all contractual. So now Returnal will be going to PC. So instead of using your controller trigger, you can point and click for this very hard, but from what I've heard, very fun game. And Returnal just looked too damn good for a lot of people, including myself. It looks really good. So put it on PC. Oh, this is going to be very, very interesting to look at. Very, very interesting indeed. We're not that interesting. No, we are at Group Quest. We are all at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for Thursday. Hopefully I can dodge the storms. So maybe I can go play some games, people.